Greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. And today's recording date is Sunday, November the 2nd, 2014. And we are talking about the science of being born again. The science of how to be born again. Now, Job is a wonderful book to study, and it is so extensive. Just some other notes, all such wonderful teachings. Some other notes from the teaching on Job. In verse 1 of chapter 24, we see that Job begins to focus on the condition of the oppressed and how the wicked exploit the oppressed. The Almighty is to judge the wicked ruling class and the wicked ruling families because they have oppressed the masses of the poor working class, black, brown, red, yellow, and Caucasian. And the oppressed masses, they begin to long for the day of Yahuwah. Now, I'm paraphrasing, I'm going off of memory. The day of Yahuwah, the day of the Lord, the day of Yahuwah. What does that mean, sisters and brothers? Yahuwah is existing and living. If we are suffering under oppression, slavery, and exploitation, suffering under a system of death, hell, and destruction, What we want is the cessation of such a system, and we long for the day of Yahuwah, which means the day of existing and living for all. We want to see the day of peace and tranquility, and order, and no barrier, no boundary, which is why we must understand how to be born again. When Dr. King was telling the United States of North America, the families, the powers, the ruling class, those that run the country, those that run the system, be they technocrats, and be they those whom control the technocrats inside the United States of North America and all over the earth, Dr. King said, you must be born again. He, Dr. King, examined this reality of the wicked ruling class and families oppressing and destroying. And here we have, in verse 2, we see in chapter 24 of Job that the wicked destroy and steal the livestock, steal the land, wealth, and resources through warfare and bloodshed. And I am reminded of the modern day state of Israel, which is not the Israel of your Bible, not the Israel of your Quran, not the Israel of the ancient days, but this modern day state of Israel is fulfillment of the book of Ezekiel, chapter 38, chapter 39, that says and teaches us that Gog and Magog, G-O-G and M-A-G-O-G, Tubal and Meshach, these are they whom are from basically Russia and the surrounding areas. Gog and Magog would come from Russia down into the indigenous land, the land of Palestine. And these that would be from Russia would destroy the indigenous peoples and rape and kill and maim and steal land, wealth, and resources and cause the whole world to go after, follow after, and support such wickedness. Sisters and brothers, the Caucasian Jew is from Russia. Their origins are from a tribe called Khazar, a Khazar, K-H-A-Z-A-R-S, K-H-A-Z-A-R-S. These Khazarians, these from Khazar, from the steppes of Russia, from the Caspian Sea area, converted to the African Hebrew religion in the 7th, 8th, and 9th centuries AD, and over years and years began to propagate the false belief and false narrative that they were and are the original Hebrews. Not the case. These Caucasians from Russia, Gog and Magog, are not Semites at all. These are Japhethites. These are Europeans. These are not Semites. Semites are Afro-Asiatic, having African and Asiatic mixture, being of African Asiatic descent. The Palestinians are Semite. The African Hebrews are Semite. The Bedouin Arabs are Semites. These in that region, Ethiopia, Syria, Jordan, Saudi Arabia, the light skin and the black Arabs, the black Arabs, the original, these are Semites, okay? The Caucasian Jew is not a Semite, but the poor working class Caucasian Jew suffers under the rule of their ruling class and families, and they are from Russia. And in 1948, when not just Britain, not just France, not just even Hitler, as you have heard me say that Hitler supported Israel, Because it was a propagation of the philosophy of eugenics, which is the destruction of poor working class, black, brown, red, yellow, and Caucasian off the planet, so that the wicked ruling class who consider themselves genetically superior to our genetic inferiority may continue to rule and control land, wealth, and resources and destroy lives off the planet all the way down to the number that they desire. Wicked, 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 we must be born again. But in 1948, Russia also supported, Stalinist Russia also supported the creation of the State of Israel in these modern day times. And what did the modern day State of Israel do? They did exactly what was prophesied that they would do. Under the name Gog and Magog, they stole the land, massacred men and women, burnt up whole villages, raped and killed and pillaged, stole land, wealth, resources, and right to this day are yet thieving land, wealth, and resources, pushing Palestinian sisters and brothers out of their home. So from that time, 1948 to now, they have caused the whole world of religion and politics and finance and education to go along with their wicked machinations of killing and stealing and destroying. Why? Because the House of Rothschild and the Oppenheimers and Britain and America and France and others wanted to have someone in that region that would continue slavery and exploitation and be the cop on the scene that would police Africa and police the Middle East for the purposes of colonialism and exploitation. So we see we must be born again. And when we are born in this consciousness, we are not afraid of making the political analysis. And I'm reminded by my notes that in this day and time, right now, there are millions and billions and billions of dollars to be made from natural gas in the Gaza, in the waters off the coast of Gaza. So you see why the sisters and brothers of Gaza are catching the hell that they are catching, because the State of Israel, they want that gas, and they have brokered a multi-billion dollar deal, I forget with whom, but we'll have that article in my summary page. They have brokered a deal with someone to get after that natural gas off the coast of the Gaza. That's the Palestinians' land, wealth, and resources. Those resources belong to the African Hebrews who never left and the African Hebrews who returned. These resources belong to the Bedouin African Arab sisters and brothers. These resources belong to the Sephardi, who are Afro-Asiatic Jews, and these resources belong to the Palestinian people. The only way we're going to get these resources for the masses is that we must be born again in this consciousness of the waters of Nun. Further, in verse 3, we examine, of chapter 24 of Job, we examine, and I'm reminded, that Job is defined as to be hated. Let me see if I can find that right quick. To be hated. And so we see that the masses are hated by the wicked ruling class and families. To be hated, that's what it is. And to be an enemy. The root, etymological root, is to be hostile, to be an enemy. So we see that the masses are treated Job. If you want to say hate in the Hebrew, you say Job. If you want to say enemy and hostile, you say Job. And so we see that Job is looking out for the masses of the Job, black, brown, red, yellow, and Caucasian, poor working class masses who are hated by the wicked ruling class and families. And so in verse 3, Brother Job begins to examine why we have the condition of the fatherless and the widows. And the word that we see for widows, or is it fatherless? We see the word for widows is connected to another word that has to do with being bound and dumb. Okay, let's say it this way. We have fatherless and widows, no father to protect the children, no father to protect the woman, the wife, because of warfare and bloodshed, no protection, no king, no leader. The leaders of today, the kings and queens of today, have sold the people out. No protection for the masses of the people. So we, the masses, are metaphysically, allegorically, and symbolically fatherless. And we are widows. Our fathers of the nations have abandoned us. Our husbands, who are the leaders of corporations, the leaders of nations, presidents, prime ministers, governors, heads of financial, educational, religious, and governmental institutions, our fathers and our husbands have abandoned us and left us without a spokesperson. So it is as if we are dumb, as if we are bound, as if we have no one with whom to talk, no one who we can express ourselves to. The word is alam, 481, on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary, teaching us that marriage is the idea of coming together with another individual that we may express ourselves in the highest manner, that we may speak with someone. The masculine can't see or say it all. So we need the feminine, and the feminine can't see or say it all. So the feminine needs the masculine. The masculine and the feminine coming together to give each other the supreme voice, that we may not be bound, that we may not be dumb, that we may in each other in the opposite. The teachings of the opposite are African. The self is realized in the opposite of self. The self is fulfilled in the opposite of self. The feminine is fulfilled in the masculine, which is the opposite of feminine. The masculine is fulfilled in the feminine, which is the opposite of masculine. We are to fulfill each other and give each other voice and purpose. And so the masses of the people are rebelling against leadership that has sold us out. All over in Hong Kong, in Egypt, in other places all over the earth, we see the masses rising up and rebelling against leadership that has left us, made us fatherless, and made us to be widows. We have no father. We have the status of widow because our leaders have forsaken us, and we need to be born again. To be unmarried is to be muted. To be married is to have a voice, to be heard. The universal expression through sacred divine masculine and sacred divine feminine unity, we would like to see that reality expressed in the relationship of the leaders to the people. Every leader on the planet is a pastor. The word pastor in the African Hebrew language means leader, ruler, teacher, governor. So we have the elections coming up, November the 4th, 2014. Many are going out to elect governors. Is that governor a husband to the people? Is that governor a true father to the people? Whether male or female, is that governor a righteous leader, teacher, ruler of the people, or has that leader cut union jobs, destroyed unions, destroyed working class jobs, destroyed living wage jobs? Look at Detroit, Michigan. Look at, is it Ann Arbor, Michigan? Look at how the leadership, municipalities, and the private leadership, private leaders of private corporations who now control water, have had the nerve to turn the water off, turn people's water off, cut people from their water because they couldn't pay the bill behind a month or two, turn the water off, people going without water for months, 6 months, a year, year and a half, 2 years. So our dear brother, Reverend Edward Pinckney, is a true father of the people, a true husband of the people, somehow managed to orchestrate a meeting with the United Nations, got the United Nations to come to Michigan, Detroit, Ann Arbor, especially Detroit now, and examine the reasons for the people being cut off from what that which is the natural and human right to have access to water. You need water for oral hygiene, physical hygiene. You need water to cook, to wash your vegetables. You need water to take away waste when we go through those physical, structural, bodily functions. And to cut people off from water is a violation of international universal law. And Dr. King in 1968 said, how in the world is the earth 3/4 water and we have to pay for it? Dr. King coming up on this knowledge and wisdom and overstanding in 1968 that earth, air, fire, water, living wage, job, health care, education, these are human rights. And so we see that the corporations must be born again. We see that the government must be born again. We see that the financial institutions must be born again. We see that the institutions of education must be born again. And so we move to some other instances of science in the scripture. Let me see now. Oh, this was interesting. Oh man, can I see in chapter 42 of Job? We see that Job had gone through his experience with his friends who meant him well, and that the Almighty had to stand up on behalf of Job and teach the friends something. And we see in verse 6 or verse 5, Job talking about how he had the experience of seeing the magnificent creation and the science of the dark energy, dark matter, and the science of light, and how light transforms those waters into the mass matter material universe. Read Job chapter, was it 38? We saw waters and the darkness, dark matter, darkness, dark clouds, and we saw the water being associated with darkness, being masculine, standing for the atom of life, the seed of life, germ of life. And we saw that there was a boundary around the waters. That boundary was feminine. That boundary was the navel. That boundary was the womb. And so Job is looking at the science of the waters of noon, the water melanin of the universe, and how those waters housed by the womb of Nanette different words used here, but when you understand the science, it doesn't matter the word used, we know the science. And so how creation transformed from those original waters by the power of Christos light, atum Christos light, transformed those waters into the mass matter material universe. So he had gone through all of that science and his mind was blown. And he said, I have heard thee by the hearing of the ear, but now mine eye seeth thee. So watch this now. The Dogon taught of the Poto seed, after studying the Sirius star system, they saw Sirius B, the unseen star, as the Poto, the seed of life, germ of life, from the Almighty Father. That Poto seed was housed in Emeya, the egg of the universe. And Emeya, the egg of the universe, there was a burst of air in that egg, breaking the egg of the universe, that egg standing for the feminine. And that burst of air catapulted the Poto seed from that infinitesimal point, and that point became a point of light and sound, inaudibly, invisibly at first, but then sound audible and light visible, spiraling in the form of DNA, in the form of twisting, in the form of a braid. This is where I suspect that Africans got the tradition and culture of braiding the hair to scientifically tie in to the construct of the universe from the original waters by the power of light from that infinitesimal point of light and sound. And so the spiraling DNA looks like a braid, a spiraling of two points in and out of one another. And so Job says, I have heard thee, now I see thee. And then he says, wherefore I abhor myself and repent in dust and ashes. And when we get into this science and see how we have destroyed one another for nothing, because some leader who is not our father, not our husband, have led us astray into hatred of one another, and we see that we have followed a fictitious narrative and destroyed a human life, destroyed a soul, killed God and goddess in human flesh. And when we realize the science of life and realize the science of being born again, we have to repent and say sorry and console ourselves and regret and go through the emotions of being sorry, needing to be consoled, feeling regret, feeling repentance, needing to be comforted, because we know that we have gone against the science of the universe, and repenting having to do with ceasing the wicked action of destroying my sister and my brother of the human family. Let's take this next break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.